Ta-da! Welcome to my podcast. This is Lino. Today, I want to talk about how to deal with loneliness. So, loneliness, actually to some people, it's a kind of sickness. But let's try and find out what it means. Okay, so according to Google, this is what it says. It's because one has no friends or company. Wow. Okay, so someone feeling sad because he or she has no friends or any company. That's what loneliness is, according to Google. So let's say it's a beautiful day and you up and it's like there's no friend around you, there's no one around you, and it's only you and your bed, only you and your room furniture. Actually, there's no text, there's no notification from either of the social media that or messaging apps, there's no call to, not even a missed call from any of your friends. And it's like you get to check your phone or the status, your status, your WhatsApp status, and you get to see that most of your friends are out there having fun actually, and you feel like you were not invited. Feeling uninvited is bad enough. Sometimes actually, like, what implies is even worse. Sometimes you get to ask yourself these questions: is anything wrong, like, with me, or it's like nobody wants my company? Okay, so like thinking from this perspective that like there's something wrong with you, you might be thinking like, why is there any kind of like chasm that separates you from your peers? And like sometimes you kind of realize that when you want to like get into conversation with your peers or with your friends or like socialize, then boom, shyness shows his face. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, you be asking yourself this question: socializing is that simple? Like, is that simple? But how, like, how is, do you find it so difficult to socialize with your friends or like with people? Okay, so like this is a tip. So rather than like remaining stuck at the end of the chasm whilst like you see your other peers at the other side of the chasm, why didn't you actually build a bridge? Well, that can lead you to your peers rather than being stuck at the end of like the chasm. Let's see how you can do that. Okay, so let's see if like you have a negative view about yourself or your personality and you feel like nobody actually likes you, okay, or like you don't have anything worthwhile to add to a conversation. What you can first do is to focus on your assets. That's if like you have a negative view about yourself. So during my research, I had a chance to actually have some notes down on my notepad that I like to read. And I read, ask yourself, what are my strengths? Think of some talents or positive qualities you possess and list them below. No doubt you have some flaws, and it's good to be aware of this, but you also have much to offer. Recognizing your assets will give you a confidence you need to break free from your negative self-image. So it is what it is. So actually, when you want to actually have yourself off your negative thoughts about yourself, you actually have to sit down, get your ass down, have a pen and a paper, write it down, things you're good at, your talent, those are your assets. Actually, with that, you can actually find yourself and get to actually know yourself well and what you can do that could make you get close to your friends. That's the first bridge you can build for yourself if you actually having a negative view or negative thoughts about you, like your whole self. And also, like, one thing that could be actually be like a chasm between you and your friends is one thing we all are like victims to: shyness. shyness. Shyness is everywhere. So shyness actually can be a victim to it. Let's see a bridge we can build, like on shyness, that could actually get us cross shyness and get us to our friends. So the first bridge that we'll build is to take actually genuine interest in others. Okay, so I read. Don't worry, you don't have to turn into an extrovert. Start by showing interest in just one person. George actually said in one of my researches, when I was doing my research, I actually had like an encounter with one guy named George. It was like simply asking others how they are doing or asking them about their work helps you to actually get you to know them better. And actually, here's a tip. Don't limit yourself to people of your own age. Actually, have it in mind that conversation is an interchange, not a solo performance. So people actually appreciate like good listeners. So if you intend to be shy, just remember that you don't have to carry a whole conversation on your head. It's actually an interchange. So he gets to say something, or your partner gets to say something, whilst you two get to say something. It's not actually has to be solo or you always. So you can just try and get past that. If that's really pushing you back, the shyness is really pushing you back, get to actually also list some actual people you just want to confront and talk to, and let's see how it goes. So all the actually the chasm that we've gone through, like these two actual chasm that we've gone through with their bridges, where we talked about the shyness, was like we build a bridge to that. I think for now you can actually have your own kind of chasm written down, something you know is like pushing you back from meeting your friend, having some conversation with your friends and all those stuff, or feeling lonely. You can actually write it down and actually also have like a bridge built. You could actually jot down the bridge you want to build to actually go away from your chasm, or like cross your chasm. So to cross your chasm, you could actually have like a bridge built to cross it. So this is how you can actually like get to deal with your loneliness. The first thing is to actually notice your chasm that's between you and your friends or like your peers. You need to just notice that, and also get to have like a solution or build a bridge to cross it. So you need to have like a sort of a kind like research for yourself on how to build a bridge yourself. If it's not shyness, if it's not like feeling negative about yourself, like how we talked about it today, and it's something else, then you need to have like a kind of research on how to get across that, so that you can deal with your personal loneliness or your loneliness or your personal chasm. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Another episode will be actually uploaded soon. I hope you stay tuned, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button. It's very important. And don't forget to mask up. The corona is still out there. Bye bye. See you next time on my next episode.